I'm more myself, physically being able to run and all that stuff, so I feel good. It's been a great week so far.
Mike talked about the rust. Do you think you've knocked that off?
Yeah, every time you're first game of the year for me, but, you know, I've been fortunate to be in a lot of first games, you know, so the confidence is there, obviously, and then obviously just being out with the guys. That's the fun part about this game is just playing the game you love. And
Russ, when we asked Mike Tomlin about the offense, it's been good but not great. What do you hope you can do to elevate it to that next level and make it a great offense?
Justin's done a great job. I think he's a tremendous quarterback. I've gone against him over the years. We want to get better and continue to grow. That's always the goal every year, right, is continue to progress.
What is feeling more like yourself look like?
Yeah, I think you want to be able to move around and you know, I've never really missed games before, you know, so that's been a challenge in itself. It's been disappointing, but also I've grown a lot, too. I think that you realize that you just continue to love every bit, every day.
Not that we needed confirmation, but the way Justin Fields talked and then the way Russell Wilson talked, there's no question Russell Wilson's going to be the guy on Sunday night. Russell Wilson sort of slips up there, or maybe doesn't slip up and says first game of the year. Meanwhile, he was active, dressed as the backup last week.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to start at quarterback. I think it's important in an environment where we and others criticize guys like George Pickens to point out when people are doing it the right way, too. And Russell Wilson has handled all of this really well.
Yes.
Justin Fields is handling all of this really well. And I think we got a rare thing going on here where if Russ doesn't play well and gets benched for Justin Fields, I don't really worry about a locker room schism. Is that me being naive? Like, if he gets sat down, does his mindset change? I don't know. He's asked questions about where this offense can go, and he immediately credits Justin Fields for how well he played. Maybe I am naive, but I think these guys can handle this.
No, I think that there wouldn't be a situation that would, you know, spark any type of animosity or anything in the locker room, because I think that everybody in the locker room knows that both guys can bring something good to the table, and I don't think that there's a side. I don't think that anybody on that team has picked a side. I don't think that there's one player who's like, I'm a Russ guy or I'm a Justin guy. I prefer Justin. I prefer Russ. I don't think that that's happening right now. I think that they just want to win, and they know that both of those guys can help them win. Both those guys have qualities to play winning football. So, and it really just comes down to, you don't have to pick a side. Like, you just ride with the guy that's there, and you do have confidence in either guy. So, like, you know, really, if one guy gets sat down, it's like, okay, well, I trust the situation. I trust the coaching staff, and I trust my eyes to know that maybe the other guy is better right now. So, and not saying that the other guy isn't. Like, I just think that there's no, you know, there are situations where you have one guy that's clearly better and one guy that isn't.
Sure.
And even in Denver last year, I'm sure that the locker room was a little bit upset when Russell Wilson was sat down because of his contract stuff. And I think, Stidham went in there. Like, I'm sure they're like, yeah, what are we doing? Like, we're not going to win with this guy. Like, there are situations like that, but this is not that situation, because I think that everybody thinks that both guys bring something to the table to win.
Well said. I think both guys garner respect. Russell Wilson, because I'm sure he walks into any locker room in the NFL and guys know what he's accomplished and how hard he works. And Justin Fields has now earned that respect from his guys because he's gone 4-2. Here's why I don't think I'm naive when I say I think they're going to handle this. They need to handle it. They need to. Could be the last hurrah for both.
Yeah.
Like, Russell Wilson teetering on a razor's edge based on age, based on the way his performance in Denver was viewed, rightly or wrongly. He needs to, if things don't go his way, be a good soldier, because he doesn't want to stop playing football after this year. And if he plays bad, is benched, and is a jackass about it, he might not play football again.
Right.
Justin Fields, you might have to be a backup quarterback for the rest of your career. Maybe not, but you might have to be. So you need to handle yourself as a guy that can get yo-yoed in and out of the lineup. And I think both guys are very smart football players, but just very smart dudes. And so I think that my worry from earlier in the week, oh, man, what if you have to go back to Justin? Have you lost him? Is he not going to want to come back next year? I think that was unfounded, because they both understand the gravity of the situation.
Yeah.
And I feel better about this than I did at any point this season, the quarterback dynamic. And you're right. Like, there are punches being thrown at Mitch Trubisky in the locker room a couple of years ago. I'm sure when Mitch went in last year and he's throwing all those picks and was horrific against Indianapolis, people in the locker room are going, oh, my God.
Right.
What do we got at the quarterback position? Kenny wasn't getting it done, but we were winning. This guy stinks outright. So you turn to the third quarterback. Now it's a couple of options that you feel like you can win with.
Right.
It's not a bad place to be. And I think in a lot of circles, it's kind of been framed as this quarterback disaster. I'm not there.
Mm-mm.
Quite the opposite.
It's a positive thing. It's definitely a positive thing. And I do think that, you know, I don't think Justin Fields is a guy that asks too many questions, but I know he keeps an eye out. And every player that is successful keeps an eye out and watches and, you know, takes things from other people. And I think that he's seen how Russell Wilson has operated while Justin's been the starter, and operated whenever Russell Wilson hasn't been the starter, and just paid attention, like, oh, this is how you need to act if you are going to be a starting quarterback in
this
league.
Great point. He can now.
He's paying attention to it.
Yeah, and I think the. Sorry, cut you off.
No.
These 2 weeks, because I think Russ is at least getting 2 weeks here. Justin can now watch him operate as the starting quarterback. And I know that Russ has probably been there in the meeting rooms and operating as if he's going to be the guy because he's just cut that way. But now you really get to see it.
Right.
And I actually think this isn't like Rodgers and Favre. This isn't like Ben and Mason Rudolph. I think Russ is going to help Justin Fields.
For sure.
I think he probably views this kind of thing as part of his legacy because whether he is or isn't, and I think he is, I think he wants to be viewed as the good guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's taking Justin under his wing.
For sure.
I had another point. I lost it. Grandma died.